Evaluation is a critical component of program sustainability. It provides an opportunity to help ensure a program is mission-focused and fosters buy-in from key stakeholders. Welcome to part two of our podcast interview with Brian Kasher, the Manager of Environmental Health and Safety for the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Schools in Charlotte, North Carolina, and Beth Burton, an asthma management nurse who leads the school district's asthma education program. Charlotte-Mecklenburg School District is the largest district in North Carolina, with about 134,000 students, 649 buildings, and 1,241 mobile classrooms. In our first podcast with Brian and Beth, we discussed the value of incorporating asthma management into their school district's indoor air quality program. Today, Brian and Beth will discuss the benefits of building evaluation into their program and how it has helped sustain the program. Who are some of the other important players in the program, school nurses being one? Who are some others that you needed to involve as stakeholders in making this successful?
Certainly, principals, administration, the Board of Education, our health director, community partners. That's really been huge, our strong community partnership.
I think what really has made our part of the program as successful as it is the buy-in of director of maintenance and the manager of custodial services, our property management group, through getting the buy-in of folks with resources and the ability to respond and or proactively make sure that our school environments are where they need to be. It's really made a big change both culturally and I think for the end user.
Let's talk a little bit about that. When you say you have buy-in, how is that evidenced and how did you get it?
One thing gaining buy-in was making sure that we have policies in place that can support some of these initiatives. So sharing our data helps to demonstrate what we're doing. Each year, for example, we go to the Board of County Commissioners and share our asthma statistics with the community. And then again, on a building level, sharing that with the principals, sharing it with the school board, letting them understand what the burden of asthma is in the schools.
I can give an example. So resources are very tight. And through, for instance, our maintenance director developing a fairly thorough understanding of indoor air quality and its impact on student performance, we've been able to create what we call a special maintenance assignment response team or the maintenance smart team. These folks have been trained beyond routine maintenance, and they have that advanced response capability, and they're available to respond 24/7. 365. Another example would be our manager of custodial services has taken our custodial services group in the green cleaning direction. So that's just two examples of how key players in the facility side of the organization, how their decisions and how they run their organizations can have impact, a positive, productive impact on the building occupant population.
Brian, I wonder if you can talk a little bit about the data collection that you all do and what you have found to be the most important for reporting in order to ensure that you are a sustained initiative and are integrated into the school district's efforts.
I think data is critical. We go through about 90,000 work orders a year here at Building Services, and I can tell you that when we introduced Tools for Schools Indoor Air Quality Fundamentals into our environmental management, our summer energy management program, actually, back in 2007, we reduced the number of mold calls that our maintenance teams had to respond to by 54%. And that's a very significant number. So we could show that through integrating good indoor air quality fundamentals into the maintenance program, we could actually save money. So I think by using the data from a facility standpoint to show that they're not expenditures that we're making, they're more investments. We're not increasing costs by any means, but we are providing better academic environments so that our students can achieve their academic potentials.
Beth, can you talk about some highlights seen from evaluation data that you like to share when you're doing presentations on your initiative?
When we first began the process, we knew of 5,000 students with asthma. Now, because of the work of school nurses, we've identified over 11,000 students with asthma, and that's really the first step in addressing the asthma issue within the schools. We're proud of putting policies in place that are going to sustain the asthma programs once the initiative is gone and is no longer here. There's a wellness policy in CMS that supports staff training annually, that all building level staff will be trained with asthma. This helps, again, to support those students in asthma, that they can be in school healthy and ready to learn, making sure that our staff are equipped with the tools they need to keep our students safe. building on partnerships. We have some wonderful partnerships with the community. For example, the Butler High School Dream Team has done a lot to carry the asthma message, and even looking at environment and triggers, they did an in-service on asthma triggers for students in the schools a couple of years ago for us. So we'll go out and provide some training for them, and then they'll in turn share that message with others in the school district. We have a new program that we're excited that we're launching called Asthma on Wheels. Our target is elementary and middle school, and it's really to raise awareness for all students so that they can support those students with asthma to be healthy in school. 2 years ago, we were involved in an in-depth evaluation report from the CDC, and what it demonstrated was that the asthma interventions that we've been providing, the targeted interventions, do improve the asthma understanding and education of our students.
Yeah, you have definitely demonstrated that well. I wonder if we can take a minute to offer advice to a program or a health department at a school, school nurses, on how they could get started in a partnership with the facilities maintenance department. What would you offer as advice to them?
Data collection is really key. It's really critical for telling your story and being able to evaluate and demonstrate outcomes from the work that you do.
I think it's real important to make sure that the whole community buys in, that the school district as a whole buys in, and through training, through public outreach, I think there's enough data out there that that message can really resonate throughout the community.
The team approach is a wonderful vehicle for addressing not only asthma, but indoor air quality issues within the school. When you have all these partners together on each building level, they can address it in a much more systematic, formalized way so that we can ensure that all of our students can be healthy learners and meeting their overall goal, which is to learn, to be in school and ready to learn.
We commend you on all your work. You've done fabulous work. We're all very impressed and look forward to learning more as you do more work on this. Thank you for joining us today. To learn more about evaluation and sustainability, please visit asthmacommunitynetwork.org and take advantage of the Resource Bank, where you can find numerous resources and tools to help you evaluate your program, or listen to a webinar from the CDC-EPA webinar series on evaluation. Also, consider getting paired with a mentor through the asthmacommunitynetwork.org mentor program to receive one-on-one personalized guidance on evaluation and sustainability, as well as other challenges your program may face.